Some of our users are people that are looking maybe to buy a new home in an area, and they want some information about this new area where they'd be moving to. We also have users that come to our database that are looking for information on, they may be researchers or they may be policymakers that are looking for a lot of detailed information on certain topics. So they can come in and they can get a lot of this detailed information to take and use to make these policy decisions.
Now, what can users do now that they could not do before the upgrade?
On Friday, January 20th, we retired the legacy American Fact Finder after 12 years of service, and users can come into the new site and get everything from the 2000 and 2010 census, from the 2011 American or the 2010 American Community Survey, and prior surveys, and it's all located in one place. We've also included several new features and tools in the new system. We've increased the maps. We've improved the maps and the mapping tools that are available. We have some table manipulations that are available now that allow people to go in and focus the data down to the data that they're looking for specifically on maybe a certain data cell or a piece of information. And we've created a new search and navigation that allows people to come in and search based on topics or keywords or approach the search for the Census Bureau data based on the information that they're available or they're interested in finding.
So this sounds like a big step in a long evolution. I remember when Census used to send data out on floppy disks.
Yes, this is. We've had the legacy American Fact Finder in place for 12 years, so we actually had a database similar to this. But we wanted to upgrade it and to standardize the new American Fact Finder along with much of the Census Bureau's web presence with the census.gov homepage to take and create a new look and feel to increase our search and navigation across these tools and just to allow our users to come in and get the information that they're looking for and allow them to share it more in line with the way that they interact with the web currently.
We're speaking with Rob Chestnut, Chief of the Requirements and Stakeholder Relations Branch in the Decennial Systems Contract Management Office at the Census Bureau. Tell us what it took behind the scenes to get this upgrade finished.
In order to integrate the legacy data from the American Fact Finder to the new American Fact Finder, it was a tremendous amount of effort from both our technical and our subject matter areas. Our technical staff had to convert many of the files from the legacy system into a new format. The data that they ported over from the old system to the new was very easy, but the metadata or that structure around these tables, it required a lot of work. So there was this conversion effort to take these unstructured files, to standardize them, to take advantage of all the features and the functionality that we were building into this new system. And then because of all the high quality standards that the Census Bureau has, our subject matter areas had to go back and review all of these old files to ensure their accuracy and completeness. So right now we've converted 60 data sets from the last 10 years to bring this into the new system. These 60 data sets contain 40,000 tables and data for over 12 million geographies. And this combination between those two means that the new American Fact Finder has over 250 billion data cells in its database.
Wow. Did you do this in-house, or was there contractor help to get this all done?
We had a contractor come in and help with us, but a lot of the work was done inside with government employees and government staff also.
Now, if you export any of your data files to data.gov, it sounds like you're in a better shape to be able to do that now.
Yes, we actually have some interaction already with data.gov where it links over into our system for people to quickly get into the new American Fact Finder to get some of this data. And data.gov is, you know, something that we would look at to move into the future.
Now, you said you've converted a certain number of fields, 40,000 tables and so forth. Are you completely finished, or is this ongoing?
We are completely finished. With the retirement of the legacy American Fact Finder on January 20th, we have brought everything over to the new site. There are some data from prior year census and the 1990 census and other years that will actually be available through archive, but we brought everything that we had designed to bring into the new system already over.
And what's the most satisfying aspect of this project for you personally?
I would say that it was actually just the effort that was involved here at the Census Bureau to work across many different divisions and areas to take and kind of standardize something in an organization where you have dissemination practices that each area focuses on individually, that we came together, and as the Bureau, we've come up with a new system that's standardized how we'll release data through the future. This has given us several benefits, including we'll be able to include more data providers and more data into our site easier because we have a standardized format where people can easily provide us their data and into the new system. So we're looking to add already two new surveys and two new data sets, which include the American Housing Survey and also the Census of Government. So we're actually doing a lot to improve the dissemination of the Census Bureau.